Posters of the Moulin Rouge by John Peacock. La Goulou with Francis Barber as Louise Weber, Sylvester Latouzel as Le Mum Fromage, and Norman Jones as Ziedler.
Bloody awful show tonight.
I was all right.
Anybody seen Ziddy?
Why?
Lou wants him.
He was in earlier with Jeanne Avril.
Yeah, well, if he's got any sense, he's gone home.
She's not in the best of moods, is she? You're telling me.
I don't trust what's happening. Should have been a kept woman. Should have sold my beautiful body when it was worth something instead of kicking my legs up at the Moulin Rouge. Give me a pin, Annie. No cakewalks, no stabs in the back.
Yeah.
And no splinters. Kept by some rich old fart on the left bank. That's paradise.
Oh, not to me, it isn't.
Well, you're you, aren't you? Got it. Oh, wouldn't get splinters sitting on my backside in Maxime's.
I've got a splinter the size of a plank, and if it goes septic, I'll sue.
Yes, I will. For all the good it does.
Looks as if Ziedler's not here tonight.
Oh, he's here. Oh, they're both here. Ziddy and bloody Don Juan Olaire. And I know what they're up to, but there's nothing I can do. Oh, the tear in this dress has kind of dripped again. Bastards, the pair of them. Taking down my poster and putting up Crazy Jane's. Too afraid to do it in the daylight.
I told you, it's not a tear, it's a split seam. That's inside work, that is. Sausages and booze bursting out through your belly.
Oh, shut up, Annie.
Oh, I see.
Whose side are you on?
Yours to the end, and you're still too fat. You either cut the eating or you cut the dancing. If you don't, you'll kill yourself.
That should make a lot of people very happy.
I dare say. I've seen people I know. You've got your mouth full now. This dress. What do you want me to say, then?
I don't know. Well, say I caught my heel in it.
I won't believe you. All right. How much bigger do you want the new one? 1 inch or two?
Whatever you think. That'll be Ziddy.
You ready? Two. Shall I open?
Yes.
Oh, tremolada.
I don't believe it.
I understand you have a splinter in your upper leg, Madame Weber.
Oh, it's out. Where's Ziedler?
Monsieur Ziedler's not here tonight.
I'd start worrying about losing my job if I were you, Tremolada.
Oh?
Well, it seems you're even less informed than I am.
I see. Why is that?
Oh, worm, don't lie to me.
You'll be able to see him tomorrow morning, Galou, Madame Weber. You know about the rehearsal?
I was given a scrap of paper which says something about a cakewalk and something about a mat chiche, whatever that is. And as I'm only contracted to do charhoots and can-cans, this rehearsal can't have anything to do with me.
The management are expecting you tomorrow morning, madame.
Oh, well, then they can go on expecting.
But I think they will almost want to see you at the rehearsal.
No!
I'll speak to Monsieur Olaire. He's down below.
He'll be too late. Annie says that you're employing new girls
yes,
now.
Yes,
well, you can also tell him that La Goulou doesn't share her dressing room with anybody.
Here we are.
Did you get a table?
Fireworks.
Oh, let's bring some beauty into our lives.
Fireworks?
Yes, Annie. And don't forget to tell Olé that I'm losing weight.
Ladies, gentlemen, here it is. They haven't closed us yet. Welcome to filth. Welcome to dross. Welcome to the degradation that is the diva fireworks. A few girls, a few. And the tormentor you all know and everybody fears.
Can't stand this rattle.
You want to come, not me.
I'm not even supposed to be eating.
It's Miss Bulbano.
Nobody exactly forces the
food down your throat.
Well, you don't try and stop me.
Annie
does. Oh, Annie.
We all do.
Who are you looking at? You've never seen a woman before.
Of her dishonour or death at the hands of Baloo the Butcher. Which would you choose?
Neither with that fat old cow.
Who's the young girl?
Oh, come on. What? We're off. I want to go.
You can't. They've locked the door till it's over.
Oh, shit.
Good night, Miss Avril. Talk to yourself. Nini, you seen Monsieur Orlaire?
In the foyer with Zidi.
Pleasure for who, eh? The crooks and the pimps and the God knows what else is. I'm a good man, dear friend, not a saint. Just a good man. I want the pretty girls. I want the good girls, not the big loud-mouth gurus.
She was not always like that, you know. You forget she
no,
was...
No, I don't forget. No, no, no. She was always like that. We auditioned for pretty girls. Nice looking. We must clean up everything.
Gulu's under contract.
Oh, maybe one day she'll go down in the splits with all that fat and finny. Voila, I hope. Come here, come here, come here. Don't eat, I shout. But I would feed her the bread myself.
Over my dead body, Joseph.
Oh, don't be a fool. We clean up or close up. Simple as
good
that.
Good night, good night.
Night.
Monsieur Allaire.
What do you want?
This dress. La Goulou's dress. It's torn. She needs a new one.
Uh-huh.
Caught her heel in
I'll see she gets a new one.
Oh, if you'll just give the go-ahead to Caspar, I'll see to it. Madame Weber always has her fitting for her costumes. She's lost a few pounds, you know.
She has? Youthful, thin women. That's what everybody wants.
May God forgive me.
Gérard said it was about a flea, and that as this woman scratched about looking for this flea, then... So she took her clothes off. That's what he said.
What are you going on about? Does it matter whether it was about fleas, elephants, or apple tarts? I need a drink. It was a strip. That's all. Just a strip.
I thought...
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You thought what? What did you think?
There's no need to get all worked up.
I'm not all worked up. You're the one who's come out in a rash.
Don't be upset, please.
Why should I be upset? Come on. Why should I be upset?
I thought...
You thought I'd be upset because the stripper was a fat woman?
No.
Yes, you did.
You know I didn't.
You think I'm fat enough to get upset about being fat?
It's not worth talking to you when you've been drinking.
When you've been drinking? Who do you think you're talking to?
Oh, I'm going to bed.
Oh, well, thank you very much for all your support.
I don't want a row, Lou.
Well, I do. I'm full up to here and I need a row. Look at that fat... The writing's on the wall for me. Do you think I don't know? And you've all put it there. Allaire put it there, Ziegler put it there, and you did. As long as I flash my black knickers with the red heart, everything's all right. Well, it's not all right. It's not. Because I'm not all right. Those girls auditioning today. I saw me and them. I looked like that when I joined the Moulin stinking bloody rouge. My body was like that. Look at me. You say, what's wrong? Well, just bloody well look at me.
Lou, now please, come on.
They call me the glutton. They put me on their posters. I brought thousands to that place, thousands. But now it's all different. Suddenly it's lose weight. Allaire won't even speak to me, the blackhead Spanish bastard.
He will,
he won't.
Lou.
He won't. Don't just stand there and tell me he will, because I know he won't. I can't even get a new dress without lying and going through an inquisition about how every pissing little stitch has come undone. I know where I stand. They'll kick me out tomorrow if it suits them. And I think it very nearly does. Unless I lose weight.
Come on, Lou.
I'm a joke. I'm a joke to everybody there. I know and I hate
God.
It. Allaire says that when the men come to see Jeanne Avril, they bring flowers. And when they come to see La Goulou, they bring half a pound of pork sausages and a bottle of red wine.
Oh. This isn't like you. Come on.
Well, it's true. You know it is.
Unless I eat like a pig and swear like a trooper, nobody thinks I'm having a good time.
Well, let's face it, Lou. Unless you are eating like a pig and swearing like a trooper, you're not having a good time.
You better do something about that rash. You look awful. I don't care anyway. There's a whole world going on outside Montmartre. Other clubs, exhibitions. I can leave this set up when I like. From now on, I want respect. I stay on my terms. I can lose weight. It's all going to change.
Yes, Lou.
I mean it. Just wait till tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
I'm getting a pet. New clothes, the lot.
What was the first thing?
A pet. Rejane has her mares. Bernard has her lions. If I act like a star, then they're going to have to treat me like one. I've been too sloppy.
What sort of pet?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'll get something tomorrow, before rehearsal. Some animal.
Will it be living here?
Yes. It's a good idea, don't you think?
Yes. Lou, not too big, Lou. You won't get anything too big, will you?
Oh, God help me.
Over there, at night, table by the door, left of the main entrance is the tarts table.
Yes.
Any woman there is on the police register and has a medical card showing she's clean. So unless you do have a card, don't sit there or you'll be arrested. Yeah. Unless we see you first, in which case you'll be sacked. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. And one last warning.
Yes.
No men in the hostel at any time.
Oh.
Good. We're ready then. Come along, everybody. I'll explain a bit about what we're going to do. Madeleine, just play a cakewalk, will you? So that the girls can get used to the rhythm. When you're ready. Gerard.
Morning. What on earth? Oh, my good morning, Mademoiselle Goulou.
Come on, behave yourself. Don't let me fall on that animal.
They can be as stubborn as donkeys. Goats.
It's a Nubian goat.
Ooh.
Come on.
The cakewalk's based on American dance. Just like they do over there, we are going to give away a real cake as a prize for the best male dance.
A real cake?
Shit, not a real cake.
Whoa, what an attraction.
You are with us, are you, La Môme Fromage?
Wouldn't miss it, Gris.
And Goulou, is she coming eventually?
Eventually.
What's your name? Yvette.
It's now or never. La Goulou's usual well-timed entrance. Come on, Napoleon, join the act. We'll show an eight. Ready? One, two, one deep breath, and three.
Louise!
Joseph! I'm sorry I'm late. Isn't a bitch. Morning, girls!
Ladies, this is Louise Weber, better known as La Goulou.
I apologize for not waiting to see you last night, Joseph.
That's all right, Goulou. New image, the girl.
It's a Nubian girl.
Trying to be Bernhardt, eh?
No. Being Louise Weber. I don't see Crazy Jane here.
She's not coming.
Oh, is she not?
She's not exclusive, you know. Guest artist.
Not exclusive, eh? But she's still here. If I was not exclusive, would I be?
You are joining the rehearsal, are you, my dear?
I want to speak to Ziddy first.
Is it the garden?
Come on, Napoleon.
5, 6, 7, turn.
Oh,
sorry. Oh, come on, you.
Last night, Lou. I'm sorry. You're an old friend. I expect you to understand.
I expect you to understand, damn it all, Ziddy.
I was here, of course.
Who's the little blonde?
You girl. I'm sorry about Jean Avril's poster.
Oh, times change. Posters must too. It's a long time since you bought out my contract at the Elysee and put me on here.
Oh, years.
Your pleasure palace. Oh, God, I thought this is so beautiful. The high life of Paris. I believed all your publicity. La Goulou. Well, I'm up to here with all that now, Zidi.
With what?
With La Goulou. I'm not so good at her. Don't laugh. There's nothing funny about it. I need to about turn. Start from scratch.
And this is a new Louise Weber? Is it complete with zoo? Oh, Louise, Louise.
I know that Spanish prick wants me out. You don't expect me to go without a fight, do you? Listen, whatever I've done, wash a woman to the Elysee, I've known that for somebody like me, I could do better. Except for the Moulin Rouge. Now, for God's sake, in some ways it's fairly lousy, but I don't expect my quarter-franc life will ever have, or ever could have, more beauty in it than it has now.
Who was the little blonde, did I hear you ask?
Well, hardly, anyhow.
Jeanne.
Stop it.
I think it's Jeanne.
Don't!
Jeanne Fez.
Ziddy! Look, tell me the truth. Is the battle just with Don Juan in there, or is it with you as well? I'm no fool. I know it can't last forever, but when the time comes, I'll go. I shan't need telling. I want two more seasons, that's all. I'm not clapped out yet. Tell me, go on, tell me. Do I look clapped out?
Not in that corset, no.
I thought you said you were a friend. I'm losing pounds every week. I'm bleeding, starving myself.
You'll have to starve yourself more, Lou. Not for me, for Allaire. I'll back you up, but you have to lose more weight. Our friend won't face the possibility of a death in public mid-split.
Ugh, that old monkey's tail. No one's ever died doing the shahoot that I know of, and I've seen them all. Fat, thin, pissed, pregnant.
You'll have to lose weight.
All right. I will. But you'll back me up, eh? For old time's sake?
No, the deal's not for old time's sake. It's for the sake of the Moulin. Wouldn't be the same without you, Lou.
Such deals, such big business. Valentin, my boneless wonder, where are you now that I need you?
Are you ready for the cakewalk, Madame Vepin?
Yes, Joseph, I think I am. Do we shake on the deal, Zidi?
Shaking on deals now? Like two old businessmen.
Wrong. We kiss on deals like we always did. Oh, I just wanted to slip this lead over your wrist. Look after Napoleon for me, will you?
Hey.
Sir Greedegoo, what's all this balls about 2 inches between knickers and stockings, eh? What knickers?
It's a new rule.
Oh, it's just an excuse to come round with the tape measure every night.
All right, then. Long line. A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B. A's are boys, B's are girls. A circle too deep, boys on the inside. To start with, I want you all to walk around in time to the music. Strutting walk.
What's your name?
Jeanne.
Jeanne what?
Jeanne Fez.
You're A, and I'm B. Let's see about that cake, eh?
Congratulations, Mo.
Cake, Monsieur Zita.
No, thank you, Anita.
Take it round the girls, eh?
Louise.
Do I look like I need a cake?
I'll take it, then.
Lou.
What do you want?
About the dressing rooms.
Oh?
I can't give you a solo room any longer, but I've arranged things with Allaire that there'll just be the two of you. You can share with La Monde Fromage.
Fine, Ziddy.
Thank you, Lou.
but not La Monde.
Huh?
Put, Jeanne Fez in here, will you? There's a love.
Yes, Lou.
It's bad enough with your own mess. I'm not looking after that mucky creature for much longer, and that's a fact. You can leave it at home to do its business on your own carpet.
He's very clean. Goats are very clean. Should have got a female, though, then we could have had the milk.
Milk? I wouldn't touch anything that came from that animal, let alone drink it.
Suzanne?
What does La Môme say?
What's she got to do with it?
Well, she'll be the one to feed it and look after it before long. I know you of old, madam.
Yes. Well, she can start tonight.
Oh?
I've got to go out. Tell her to go on home without me, eh?
You're not very good at telling La Môme yourself lately, are you?
I'm in a hurry. Don't piss me about.
Can't you spare time for two words? She's only three doors away.
No. Well, I don't want my business talked about in front of that lot now, do I?
Does she know about the dressing rooms?
Not unless you've told her.
What do you say to her at night? Look her in the eye, do you, when you say sleep well?
The new list goes up tomorrow.
And that's how she'll find out?
It's Ziddy's list, not mine. I'm not supposed to know.
You've got an answer for everything, haven't you?
More or less, when it matters. Do I look all right? I've lost quite a few pounds. Well, three.
For those who look so far and no further, I suppose you look very good, Louise.
Give me a chance, Annie.
For what? Why should it always be you who's given a chance?
Bugger you, then.
Sent from heaven, were we?
Good night, Annie, darling.
I'll draw the curtains. Turn the lamp up. No one saw us coming in.
What if they did? The new rules are no men. Don Juan said nothing about Lagolu. Perhaps he should have. But he didn't.
I didn't mean for that reason. I meant...
I don't want to know what you meant.
Would you like a drink?
Not just for a bit.
I will. I could do with one.
You have a poster too. The Fair Dutrone.
I work there. I was assistant to a man who ate fire. I used to light the torches for him. He used to eat it, and spit it, and rub the flames all over his body. His chest. His legs. Everything.
Did he then?
I used to think the Fair Dutrone was the most wonderful place in the world. Then I thought the Élysée Montmartre was. Then Fayoux. And now I think the Moulin Rouge is. I used to watch you dancing with a boneless wonder. And now I dance. I'm going to be the highest paid dancer at the Moulin one day. Like La Goulou. Demi Siphon.
I should aim higher than that. Jeanne Avril gets paid more than I do. Demi Siphon. How did you earn that name?
Gris gave it to me.
Well, that's how they do it now. You don't have to earn it.
I don't care what they call me. They call me terrible things at Fayoux.
I first saw you at Fayoux, the butcher's assistant, with Boule Balou.
I know.
How do you know?
You were there with La Môme.
She thought it was your fat friend, the butcher, who upset me.
What was it?
You.
Why would I upset you?
I saw me as I was.
How long have you lived together?
Since we were 16. We were at the Élysée together.
A long time.
Yes. Well, not that long.
Have you had boyfriends?
In between La Môme, I've had everything. The glutton, La Goulou, never only applied to food, you know.
But you always go back to La Môme.
she always comes back to me.
But you've always asked her. In the end.
She always comes back when... So far. Yes.
Why?
I want you to go, Mum. To get out, that's all. It's over.
But why? Why can't you say? Just give me a reason. It's Jeanne Fez, isn't it? I know it is. Just say! I don't understand why you can't tell me.
There's no need to. There's nothing to say.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe for you there's no need, but it's a very different story, Louise, from where I'm standing. I'm not out for saving us. I'm out for saving me. And I'd like to know before it's loud-mouthed all over the dressing rooms. You talked Ziedler into putting Jeanne Fez in your dressing room.
No, I didn't.
You did! You did!
I knew when you knew, when the list went on the notice board.
Jeanne and you won't last 5 minutes. Chasing yourself, Lou. It's gone. You can look at her till the cows come home. You can put her in your dresses. You can stroke her legs, but they're hers, not yours. You're fat. Not 5 flaming minutes.
2 seasons will be long enough.
I shan't come back this time, Lou. Not again.
I don't expect you to. You won't have to.
What about Napoleon?
What about him?
Can I take him? I mean, I do look after him most of the time.
No, you can't. Wherever I go, he goes.
For as long as it suits.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Mum. And right now, it suits. I've done this very badly.
Yes, you have.
But I always do.
That's not good enough.
I know. But it's as good as I can be. See you at the Moulin.
I shan't come back.
You said that. Come on now.
Lou?
When I see you there, as I used to be, and me here now, as I am, Jeanne Fez, somehow the steps I've taken in between seem clearer. The good and the bad can be traced like a graph paper to the present. Stage by stage through the years. From you to me. With you beside me. The last love. Reminding me of how I was. I shall act as I was. With bravery. I'll know how. And I'll know when. To leave the Moulin Rouge.
Louise?
And what to do afterwards.
My booth used to be here, just inside the gate on the left. That's a highly desirable position, you know. The good thing about the Fair de Trône is that every week we're in a different town. But whatever the outside surroundings, once through the gate of the field, it was the same village exactly. Exactly the same, Lou. You could be in Paris, Boulogne, Honfleur, but wherever you were, Zarban the Strongman was always over the road. And Marie Cartier with her carousel was always just across to the left. Everybody was a good friend to everybody. Everybody was en famille. Sometimes you were on sand, sometimes on gravel. But best of all was grass. Zarban the gatekeeper was there where you are standing. The left of the gate. That was the kingpin. The best house in the village.
Welcome to the throne every day that it's here, Jean. You can introduce me to everybody.
I will.
Come on.
I want to buy you a present.
I thought you were going to show me where you used to work.
A laundry's not quite the same, is it?
You don't have to buy me anything.
We must celebrate your first can-can.
Was I good, Lou? Tell me again, was I as good as you?
Let's get you a present. I was it.
Oh, they're lovely.
Not on the table, Jeanne, for God's sake. Not new shoes.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Thank you for them, Lou.
You know Zidler wanted to see you this afternoon?
Oh, bitch, I forgot. Is he in tonight?
How do I know?
I said the Moulin Rouge would give me my first million, and it has.
Here's to the second.
It won't be the same. I loved it when it was nothing, like a young girl. Now it's like an old mistress, practically a dowager. The good time girl has given way to the tart. The whores at the table on the left once did it for fun, Henri. Not anymore. Fun is dying, wrecked by greed, by commercialism. It's still beautiful, but not so rounded, not so innocently vulgar, not so rounded, not so honest. New girls know what they're coming to now. At the start, they didn't. It doesn't give me the cake anymore. La Goulou is the last of the originals, and by God, I don't want to be around when she goes.
Let's hope you won't be.
Well, that's up to you.
If you want to sell up...
Then say the word.
City?
I'll be in touch.
Was that my fault, him going?
Oh, no, Louise, we'd finished.
And he said you wanted to see me.
I did, but not now. It's too late.
Too late? Oh, you found some other virgin.
It wasn't important.
Give us a smile, then, you miserable worm.
Do you want a drink?
What? Break the new house rules? Boring. I'll just drink you.
Jeanne Fez danced well yesterday.
She did. Do you think I behaved badly, Ziddy, over Lamo?
No, true to form. The way I employed you to behave.
Give me a white wine.
Same again, Jacques, and a white wine.
Monsieur.
You never sit in judgment. That's one thing to be thankful for. Hey, feel this.
What?
Come on, my belly. Well, come on.
Oh, that gives me cause for great sadness, Lou.
What?
The day Goulou lost weight.
I'm not supposed to say that.
You of all people. I'll tell you something. Whatever I've said, I wanted to see you run gloriously and excessively to Fat Lou. I wanted you to leave the Moulin Rouge in an explosion of Saveloy's wine and vulgarity that would light up Paris and turn midnight over the Sacré-Cœur into day.
How much have you been drinking?
Not enough.
Not enough for what, Zidane?
Oh, I'm telling you the truth, Lou. You are the spirit, the free spirit of the Moulin Rouge. I don't want her to lose weight. Ever.
You told me to lose weight.
I'll leave.
You'd rather I left? What's up with you? Maxine giving you a bad time?
No.
What did you want to see me about, eh?
Nothing. I've made my million.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was as thin as this when I came here. And as innocent as Jeanne Fez.
Innocent? Oh, Louise, she worked at Fireworks.
Well, sort of innocent, anyway. My sort of innocent. Oh, here we go, the polka before the can-can. I don't know why I bother. They're all watching Crazy Jane these days. Hey, Sid, where's your hat? Go on, get your hat. Let me do the hat trick again. Left foot.
Is your aim as good?
Better. Go on, Ziddy, get it. Let's make sure that they watch me like they used to.
Take me back to the old days proper, then.
What do you mean?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Dance the way you sometimes used to.
Hey?
I'll let you do the hat trick on me if you...
Dance the way I used to. Are the police here?
No.
Josette?
Nope.
Why not, then? I'll make the buggers sit up and take notice. Tell the band Orpheus, will you? Spread the word and hang on to your hat. Mwah!
you should be downstairs.
Hey, what are you up to? I've got that look about you.
Look after my knickers for me, will you, Annie?
What?
Come on, Jean.
Jean? I hope you've got yours on.
Split contest, Jean.
What?
We'll give them the works.
What?
The splits. I'll do more than you. Let's aim for 12.
Stop her, Annie, could you?
Then stop the bloody music!
Tell her they've got
you.
There was nothing that could be done, Annie. You know that. The doctor said she broke her pelvis, splinters of bone ruptured her bladder, and punctured the wall of an artery.
Yes, Langoulou.
Downstairs.
Shall...
I'll tell her. I'm sorry, Lou.
Right. Home, then.
Will you let me take you?
No. Bet you're wondering where Jeanne is, eh, Napoleon? She's gone. She wasn't even very fat. As a matter of fact, she was very thin. She was very like me, like I was at her age. Actually, she died at exactly the same week in her life that I first came to the Moulin in mine. Sidi said she wasn't innocent. To me, she was. I don't care about fireworks, ma'am. I just happen to think that she was a very beautiful person. It was never anything against you. You know that. I mean, well... You and me, we go on forever. She somehow gave me hope for the future. Well, no, not that really. More hope of getting back to where I was. I can't explain what a bitch, eh? Bloody lonely here.
Yes, I expect it is, Lou.
Napoleon needs a good wash.
It wasn't...
I haven't got round to it, you know. Things as they are after the funeral. Did you go?
Yes, I went. There were four of us. Crazy Jane, Gree, Seedy and me.
Not Annie? No?
No.
Well, I expect they're wondering about me.
Yes.
I'll be in the day after tomorrow. Clean myself up a bit. I'm glad you're back, Mum. It's always you, really. God knows, no, never anybody else.
I'm not back, Lou. I told you, not this time. I'm not back. I came to give you a message, something I thought you should know. Joseph wants to see you.
I don't see Don Juan. I see Zidi, if I see anybody.
Zidla won't be there. Olaire's in charge. He's put three more girls in your dressing room, and Annie's in charge of all the girls, not just you anymore. What are you going to do?
Explode all over Paris.
What?
I'll come in the day after tomorrow.
I'd better go then, if you're all right. I just thought I should tell you.
Yes, thank you. Oh, and Mome. Congratulations.
On what?
Oh, just congratulations.
Mum, you saw our friend?
I saw Louise, yes.
And you told her about it all, eh? Everything?
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. I've done nothing for you, Joseph. It was for La Goulou. She's coming in the day after tomorrow.
To you, my friend.
To the Moulin Rouge. And to your new partner, Rassin. Do you like him?
No. But he agrees with me on what's pretty. And he's a practical man.
Not a dreamer?
Absolutely. Look where dreams have got us, eh? Fights, police, drugs. Peace is what I want.
A quiet life. No pleasure. No palace. No thing at all. You're a rogue, Joseph. If you're too old, then why don't you retire? I've made you enough money.
I would have retired in 1889. And what do I do? I feel very let down by you, Charles.
Oh? Why is that?
Oh, I was happy at the Hippodrome. There I am. Horses, animals, riders. No fear of police there, eh? No drugs, no pimps. Wherever there is pleasure, there is money to be made. And the crooks move in. What have we now, eh? It's out of control. We have to clean up. And then, what?
It will become something else.
Not what you wanted. And not what I wanted either, eh? And you vanish. Disappear. Leaving me. And this, Lassa. Yes?
Monsieur Allaire, La Goulou's in the building.
Thank you, Tremolada.
Yes, monsieur.
I'll leave you.
You don't have to.
I don't wish to hear, Joseph. Whatever has to be said, I don't approve. I don't wish to hear.
When La Goulou starts, all Paris will hear.
You never understood Louise, Joseph. You are so wrong. I'll go through the back door.
Yes?
Don't people normally have a drink on such occasions, Joseph? Oh, let's do it properly, eh? Let's not mess about, shall we?
Yes, yes, of course, Louise. A drink? Cognac?
Cognac. I haven't the energy to do what's expected of me. But you can say that at 10 o'clock this morning, La Goulou left the Moulin Rouge. Thank you. We had an almighty row. It was all bitch this and bloody that. Well, you know Galoo when she gets going. I thought she'd kill me. She went on about sharing a dressing room and billing and all that. Anyway, she's opening her own place. She called me a pissy little Don Juan. She threw a glass at me and she stormed out. Sewer! She's not worth it. That's the line, isn't it? Come on, Napoleon.
I thought I'd bring these costumes over. No use to anybody else.
Too big, eh?
I always like this. Oh, I brought the rest of your knickers as well. Look. Not that there are many.
I tell you one thing I'd like, Annie. When I first came to the Moulin from the Elysee, that first outfit I wore, it was a bit different. The polka dot one. Is that still in the wardrobe?
I see.
You're a pal. Have a drink, eh?
Thank you. I will. Here's to you. Olaire says he's suing you for damages.
He'll be lucky.
He said you were going to start up your own place.
That's right. Small, but a start. I'm selling this apartment to get the money, you know, to launch off right.
Yes, well, you've got to launch off right, haven't you? Staff and everything.
Annie, I always said that if I ever went anywhere from the Moulin, I'd ask you to come with me. I know it'll be my own place, but if you wanted to break away from Olaire and Ziddy, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Up to you. I'd see you got the same money as you get now. Maybe a bit more. Nobody looked after me like you.
I'm not as young as I was.
No, and there's more of me to look after than there was. Think about it anyway.
Yes. Nice place, is it? Situation and everything.
It will be. Yes.
Monsieur Garbin?
Yes?
You are the owner of the Fair de Trône.
That is right, madame.
This booth will always be on the left of the entrance gate.
If you take it, that can be arranged. I'll leave you to inspect the booth, madame.
Yes.
Here we are, Jean. I said I'd be here.
Not paradise, but neither is it hell, Madame la Goulou.
Who are you?
I'm Guy. Guy Benoit. You want a barker? You need advice? I've been with the Fair de Trône 50 years. Boy, acrobat, tamer, and strongman.
Strongman, you say?
Sabo.
You had a booth opposite the Fire Eaters on the left of the entrance.
Oh, you've heard of me.
I've heard of you.
I've heard of you too. Who's here, I said? Who's the buyer of this fine thing? La Goulou, they told me. Since 7 this morning, I've waited for you. Friend of a friend of mine.
You could put this pig soul right for La Goulou, could you, then, strongman?
No one better.
And at a price?
The price will be right. Enough to buy food and drink. I sleep in the back of the booth, always on call. No fear.
Then let's get to work, Monsieur Benoit. Well, I shan't be doing the lousy can-can. I can still belly roll. Belly rolls are better with fat.
Oh, I needn't have bothered to bring the polka dot, then.
Oh, yes, I want that. I shall do before long.
I hope it works for you, Lou.
It can't fail for me. I shall open with the only two real assets Ziedler had when he opened the Moulin Rouge. One was La Goulou, and like a lumpet, I'm stuck with her.
And the other?
My dear Monsieur Lautrec, I will come to see you on Monday, April the 8th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. My booth will be at the Fair du Trône. You'll find it on the left of the entrance. I'm assured it is an excellent position, and if you could find time to paint something for it, I would be delighted. Just tell me where to buy the canvas, and I will bring it to you the very same day. La Goulou.
Hold up, hold up! See the fabulous La Goulou, star of the Moulin Rouge! See the dance that shocked the world. See the dance that even the Moulin Rouge dare not show.
She's so thin, like a needle.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Crazy Jane.
Ah,
Let's have your laundry.
Sharp as one as well.
I don't like her.
What are you doing?
Well, waiting for Lamont. She's with Olaire.
Well, not leaning on those. I've just ironed them. And not in here anyway.
Well, we don't mind any.
The new boss will.
Lassa.
Will she get a move on? I want a dress. Come on, you can wait downstairs.
Oh, Annie.
Out! And you can carry these for me, Gerard.
Hey. No.
Why do you want to see Lamoum?
Nothing special. Why?
Nini tells me you went to the Fair du Trône this afternoon, did you?
Well, yes.
Well? How was she? Did she invite you?
No, just went.
Good night, Joseph.
Good night.
She'll make a go of it. She makes a go of everything. Always bounces back, Lou. I can just see her belly rolls. All bells and bangles. I'd laugh, mind. She wouldn't like that. A fairground. That's my Lou. Oh, what a girl.
She wasn't doing belly rolls, Annie. She was too pissed to do anything. She was on a stage as big as a rug, sitting on a crate, wearing her bells and bangles, with Napoleon on his lead beside her. Still fat, belching away, bottle in one hand. Hardly anybody there to speak of. Few grubby men. Anyway, she was telling them stories of this place. You know, Valentin, the hat trick, the old routine, and drinking all the time. They laid bets on how quickly she could drink a litre of red wine. No time at all. And there was this terrible old piano. Well, you should have been there. It's terrible.
I've heard the booth's beautifully painted. Seems we're all on it. Even me. All our friends.
Oh, Lamboum. I'm sorry.
There's someone to see you, madame. I'll show her in. In there.
Never see me. I don't want you here, Lamboum. Piss off, will you?
Lou?
Do you want to dance? I don't dance anymore. Can't dance. Too fat for the bloody dance at last. Isn't it a bitch? I wish... Some people die just at the right time, don't they? Easily.
Lou.
There's only one way I can be happy now, Lamboum, and I don't want you or anybody else to see me.
Come home, Lou.
Bugger off, you old cow.
Please.
Look, just go on, get out. Get out. Zabon! Zabon!
Madame?
I'll go.
Such a fine old time we had, eh, Mum? Such a fine old time. What times we had. When I was pretty, there was none prettier. Jeanne. I was the Moulin Rouge. I was it. Oh, my dears. Oh, my dears. Oh, Jeanne. I...
Weber was played by Francis Barber, Lamont Fromage, Sylvester Latouzel, Ziedler, Norman Jones, Jeanne Fess, Maria Miles, Olaire, Carlos Douglas, Annie, Joe Kendall, Gerard, John Bull, Nini, Alice Arnold, Gris Degou, Marcia King, Tremolada, Donald G. Madame Gillot, Margaret Courtney, Lassin, Michael Graham Cox, Garbin, Joe Dunlop, and Guy Benoit, Michael Kilgariff. Music by Stephen Warbeck. Posters is written by John Peacock and directed by Jane Morgan.